USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Maryland man has lived for 3 days with a pig heart beating inside of his chest. 57-year-old Dave Bennett agreed to be the first to risk the experimental surgery performed at the University of Maryland Medical Center. In the 9-hour surgery, doctors replaced the heart with one from a 1-year-old 240-pound pig, gene-edited and bred specifically for this purpose. Stacey Abrams, the influential Georgia Democrat and gubernatorial candidate, will miss President Biden's important voting rights speech Tuesday in Atlanta, Georgia, due to a scheduling conflict. The voting bill has President Biden wanting all elections to be run from Washington, D.C. Although Democrats said the 2020 election was fair and accurate, changes are needed. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn calls the partisan voting bill an attempt to steal elections.
It's a sweeping takeover of our democracy.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or the weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, or call 888-444-8895. That's toll-free, 888-444-8895. Get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% discount. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. Or call 888-444-8895, 444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
There is a lettuce recall going around, as testing by Dole Foods showed some of them contained listeria.
The recall affects dozens of states and comes weeks after the company issued similar recalls in December and October. The FDA says the affected products are Dole brand and private label packaged salads processed at its Springfield, Ohio and Soledad, California production facilities. Affected store brands include Walmart's Marketside brand, Aldi's Little Salad Bar, Kroger, HEB, and President's Choice. Customers should throw out these products. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The dad in the Bronx apartment where Sunday's deadly blaze began acknowledged on Monday that he apparently pushed the front door back so far, trying to save his daughter, that it got stuck open. Fire officials say the open door fed and allowed the smoke to travel throughout the building. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the Chicago Teachers Union has now agreed to go back to the classrooms on Wednesday, Mayor Lori Lightfoot called out the union for hurting the children. CTU President Jesse Sharkey explains their point of view.
Right now we're experiencing dangerous Omicron surge. We're seeing hospitalization utilization rates near all-time highs or dangerous levels. And what's needed is the ability to work together to get an agreement to restart instruction. We understand the public wants this impasse to end. No one wants to see the people who run the schools disagreeing. The issue here is the question of how we're dealing with the pandemic. The pandemic is the issue. It's not whether or not teachers want to work. That's been established. Teachers have been in the buildings. But we're asking for some basic common sense safety measures.
The Chicago School District was given just over $1 billion to get the schools ready for kids. The schools then spent the most money on school-based equity programs at $288 million. $100 million was spent on air quality improvements, yet the schools remain closed. The Georgia Bulldogs football team are national champions. Georgia beat Alabama 33-18 in college football's national championship game on Monday night to win the school's first national title since 1980. The game was played in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.